Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
You know, I feel like it's my first day on the job again here in first chair at Free Talk Live. I've had, this would be what feels like my third time feeling like this. The first time, of course, was, well, when it was my actual first chairing of Free Talk Live. The second time was after I had been away for a minute, and then I came back, and I was like, wow, do I remember how to press all these buttons and talk to all these people?
The first time I did first chair was a surprise because...
You did great, by the way, on that one.
The other studio lost power, so I just had to start doing it, and it was scary.
Yeah. Anyway, it is Free Talk Live. I am your host. I have returned from the festival, and I am the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me in the studio tonight, it's...
Bonnie.
And Chris.
And, wow, it's good to be back.
It is.
I'm very happy.
So this is your first day back, too, huh?
First day back since the festival. They did ask if I could pop in on Sunday. I knew I was going to be too tired. I was going to say yes, and then I knew that as soon as I got back, I'd be like, oh, why did I say yes? I'm so tired.
because you went home from the festival on Sunday?
Right, yeah. I left Forkfest on Sunday. I actually popped by here to drop off some stuff around 4, and then I went home, unloaded my stuff, and promptly crashed on the couch.
It was actually probably for the best anyway. I think there was a couple people in the studio on Sunday, if I'm not mistaken, that week.
Oh, yeah,
kind
yeah.
of like guests.
Yeah.
So that sounded like it turned out well. I think I listened to part of the show, actually.
So we were talking before the show amongst ourselves that I actually had a better time at Forkfest this year than I did last year.
Because you didn't work as hard.
Well, yes, that's exactly why. That is precisely why. So last year, of course, Aria, myself, and Gray, who sometimes fills in as a co-host here, also known as Mushmouth Mike, depending on how long you've been listening to this show. We did a thing. We did a musical thing. Within 6 weeks, we put together a set list, and we performed music last year at Forkfest, and that was fun. I had a great time. But I did spend, I was only able to go for 4 days last year. I was only able to go for 4 days this year. So I spent, we got in Wednesday nights last year, and then we moved all the gear over to somebody's house nearby to have a private rehearsal again, one last rehearsal. And then, so we had to set up all the gear, tear down all the gear, you know, and so that wiped out a whole day. Then we actually, there was like one night, and I just started partying, and then the next day was the actual performance, and we had to like build our own stage. And
that was crazy.
It was pretty crazy, but it all came together thanks to the help of everybody and everybody's communication, everybody else asking for what we needed. People bring weird stuff to these festivals. We were like, does anybody have like half a sheet of plywood to cover this like 4-foot by 2-foot hole in this trailer that we're using for us? And like somebody showed up with like a half a sheet of plywood. I'm like, who brings that to a festival?
Is that this year?
No, that was last year.
Yeah, I had a similar experience this year trying to tear a tent down and canopy tent.
Yeah.
And it was like, how
it took a community to get that stake out of the tree trunk or whatever.
It did. It was like, and people are probably laughing, like, you know, laughing here, but it really was like nearly impossible to get it out. I mean, we had apparently the stake had gone into, which was like basically a big nail into the tree roots, and
right.
It went in easy, but when we went to pull it out, it literally broke a hammer, and it took, I think it was ended up being like 4 people to finally get it out. But it also took special tools, and we actually had special tools at the festival,
yeah.
Or somebody did.
Somebody did. Right.
And it took a combination of like some sort of plying device,
yeah.
and a very, very long pipe.
Yep.
And don't even ask me who brings a pipe to a festival.
Get some leverage.
Yeah, it got the leverage, and it did it.
Well, so last year... you know, we did the music thing, and that just sort of took up basically my whole weekend. And so I had very little time to, like, go around and meet people and, you know, that kind of a thing. So this year, I didn't do any of that. I just showed up with a bunch of booze. And, you know, I kind of wanted to do something like an event or something, you know,
Own
tent or event or whatever. So what I did instead was I just brought a bunch of booze and put out a message like, hey, I'm over at this site that happened to be, you know, somebody else's site. And, like, I'm at this site. I got a bunch of booze. I'm not really charging for anything. Donations are welcome. We could use some firewood. You know, and people came, and I got all sorts of cool stuff. Somebody kicked me down some Goldex. I didn't have any Doge because I'm just, it's a joke coin. What do I need Doge for? Right? And somebody like donated some Doge because they, and I'm like, that's awesome. Somebody gave me a pre 19, what is it? What's the quarters of silver? 1964,
right?
I believe. Give me a pre 1964 quarter, so it's got actual silver content in it as a donation. That was cool. Somebody handed me cash. Somebody brought more booze as their donation. I'm like, sure. Put it up on the bar. And so we just had a campfire and people could come by. Nobody got out of hand. Nobody got, you know, fighting drunk. There was only one, we'll call it an incident, where somebody sort of stumbled and did a pretty neat somersault, but they were fine, you know. And I did this three nights in a row.
Well, y'all actually look like you got some sun. Captain, you look red. And Chris, you actually look tan.
Well, yeah, that's a change.
I'm red because I probably have high blood pressure, but you know.
You don't normally look red. I think you got a little burned.
Maybe. There was some sun today. I was outside in my yard, so, and I don't wear sunscreen usually, so.
Yeah, I tried to tan while you guys were gone, and it just does nothing to me. Like, I don't really burn, and I don't really tan.
But you're
so annoying.
Texas, right?
In Texas, I've definitely burned.
Yeah,
but
okay.
We're a little closer to the equator.
Yeah, so
I've
maybe
sun poisoning in Texas.
Maybe that's you know, giving you sort of a sun tolerance.
Yeah.
I'm a Wisconsin kid, and like my family is nobody in my family tans on either side. They're all just pasty, white, or pink.
Same here.
You know? Yeah. Like, I will tan, but I need to burn first. Right? And then, like, and then it peels, and then whatever's left over gives me the tan, so.
I, like, tried to burn myself. I sat on one side for 45 minutes. I feel like that should burn me, and nothing happened, so.
Well, this is New Hampshire.
For our listeners out there, this is Free Talk Live. You can call in. The phones are open. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number. I know we've changed the number on y'all a couple of times, but 603-283-6160, that's the number you want to put into your portable telephone device or grab a crayon right on the fridge, whatever you need to do to remember that number. That's how you get on air. I've got a bunch of things on deck for tonight's show. I did just want to talk about ForkFest a little bit here at the beginning of the show because I had so much fun just doing that. Right, just a cooler. I just went and got ice every day. And, oh, I had a chance to go to the pizza place in town.
That takes Goldbacks now?
That takes Goldbacks, yeah. I went with three other people. You were one of them, and Chris. And we spent Goldbacks to get our lunch.
Nice.
I don't remember what day it was, Thursday or Friday or something. And I was like, yes, this is awesome. And apparently they had just started taking Goldbacks, at least according to the counter person.
I'm pretty sure we were their first real customer.
Well, somebody had to go in there and introduce them.
Yeah, I don't think they actually
Goldbacks.
Spent Goldbacks with them, though.
And then there was also a Goldbacks accepted here sticker, you know, on their front door where most businesses would have, like, Visa accepted here. They had also a Goldbacks accepted here sticker. And I thought that was great to see the impact that the Freedom community at large has on a little small town and that somebody is taking Goldbacks as a result of us just coming there year after year, I think is phenomenal, and I hope that trend continues.
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting. It's not the first time that has happened. It's the first time with Goldbacks, but we have had businesses in the past accepting cryptocurrency in the town or nearby, you know, that were open at least in the summer, if not year-round. So outside of the campground, outside of our little community, just because of how many people go through that town during ForkFest or the Porcupine Fan Festival.
Yeah. There was a bit of rain, so as I think other folks have mentioned, you know, it was a little bit of a damper
yeah,
on the situation.
Pretty big damper.
But we managed to have fun anyway, at least at night during the, you know, drinking and sitting around a fire thing that I did. It was great fun. People would rotate in and out. There'd be a group of, you know, 5 or 10 people, and then they would leave and somehow be replaced by another group, different group, and then, you know, they would leave and another group would come in. So it was weird how there were, like, shifts of people partying, but it was great. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up. We're going to talk about things involving children.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, the Friday night edition. The telephone number, if you'd like to join us on air, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. If you would like to call and talk about whatever's on your mind. The phones are open. You don't have to talk about what we're talking about. You can change the subject. It's okay. Or you can comment on what we're talking about if you like. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
So I mentioned at the end of the last segment that I have several stories that, you know, involve children in some way, shape, or form. The first one I'd like to talk about actually comes from Reason.com. After the headline reads, after a false abuse allegation, Child Services took this mom's three children away. Now, this isn't the first time that we've covered Child Services being in the wrong, otherwise separating families and that kind of a thing. But this one's a little interesting. Patty Krueger is a stay-at-home mom in Decatur, Illinois. Her husband is a house painter. The couple's second son, Wyatt, was born in 2017 with severe breathing difficulties. He was blue, says Krueger. Wyatt spent 9 days in neonatal intensive care. Over the next 2 years, his breathing problems necessitated oxygen treatments, tubes in his ears, and 4 surgeries, according to Krueger. Some of his treatments were at a nearby hospital in Peoria. Many hospitals today have a child abuse pediatrician, or a doctor who's on contract with Child Protective Services.
What is that supposed to mean, like to look out for child abuse?
Yes. A monitor, if you will. A CAP, Child Abuse Pediatrician, or CAP, as okay. They're known. This is a doctor on contract with Child Protection Services. Their job is to be on the lookout for child abuse, including abuse other doctors may have missed. While the CAP at this hospital never met Krueger or worked directly with Wyatt, she reviewed the file and accused the mother of Munchausen syndrome by proxy. In other words, causing or faking a child's illness to get attention. So this particular child abuse pediatrician doctor who's on contract with Child Protection Services, basically a proxy police officer for Child Protection Services, took it upon herself to accuse people she had never met with children she had never had any previous dealings with of basically faking the child's illness to get attention.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, what evidence does this, you know, person have of this? And
they haven't met the kid.
You would think that the doctor who's operating on the child would have some, a bit more knowledge on, like, this sort of thing, right? Like,
all very good points.
This is already my guess. There's this huge, like, insanely big story about this girl named Gypsy Rose. And it was so popular. Everybody who's into, like, true crime, because Gypsy Rose's mom was doing that to her, like, faking her illnesses and actually causing illnesses in her,
yep,
just to get money from her. And then Gypsy Rose killed her mom. So it was like this huge, like everybody was talking about, everybody's making YouTube videos about it type of like true crime thing. This doctor probably was obsessed with that show and just was looking for any type of sign of that.
Well, yeah. The CAPS report was all it took for the Illinois Department of Child and Family Services to put into place a, quote, safety plan, unquote, to remove the Krueger's kids. These plans do not require any kind of court order because ostensibly the family agrees to it, quote unquote, on pain of potentially having no say over what happens next to their kids. Thus, in March of 2019, when Wyatt was 2 years old and back in the hospital, Krueger's husband and mother-in-law were in his room when a DCFS worker and 4 armed police officers arrived and ordered them out. They were not allowed back in. Wyatt was alone there for 4 days while DCFS arranged a foster placement.
It'd be so scary.
According to Krueger.
How old was he? I forgot what it said. Wyatt.
That's a good question.
Was it 2 years old, I think?
Well, they said he's had this problem over the next 2 years. Yeah, so
maybe 4?
Yeah, something like that.
Certainly not older than 5, I'm guessing, but let's find out. The DCFS also came for Wyatt's older brother, who was age 3. So, yeah, I guess 2 was Wyatt, and his older brother, age 3. He had never been away from them before. But that's not all. Kruger was also pregnant with their 3rd son at the time. DCFS took him away 4 hours after she gave birth.
Oh, my God. I almost cussed. I literally almost cussed. I've never cussed on air.
Yeah, try not to do that, but I understand your sentiment.
I wouldn't do it on purpose.
I read this article a couple of days ago, and I immediately put it into show prep for tonight because I was just... Family court is a pet peeve of mine. It shouldn't exist.
Oh, yeah. It's disgusting what happens in family court.
It follows no rules at all. Even as horrible as, like, regular court is, like traffic court or, you know, even like, you know, I don't know if you, you know, get busted for, like, murder or something, you go to court for that. Like, those courts still have some semblance of rules that they kind of loosely follow. Family court doesn't even have that.
Doesn't even pretend to.
Yeah, it would be literally better off. Your children would be, our children, like, as a society, would be better off just getting rid of it.
The family spent 467 days apart. It took an incredible amount of time and money to piece together the evidence that they were not guilty.
How many days? Sorry.
467.
Oh my
god. Over a year.
So they just missed their baby's first year of life.
Yeah, a year and a third or something, year and a half, thereabouts. In this, they were helped by the Family Justice Resource Center, an Illinois nonprofit founded by Michelle Wiedner, a mom who had gone through a similar nightmare 10 years earlier. The center helps families facing wrongful allegations of abuse and neglect, with an emphasis on medically based allegations, according to its website. They were an answer to our prayers, says Kruger. With the help of the FJRC, the Krugers found an attorney in this field and well-respected pediatrician to review Wyatt's files. This doctor found that Wyatt's illness was not imagined or parent-induced. She also said that genetic testing showing Wyatt had this syndrome, a rare disease that causes airway issues, the CAP had shrugged off this possibility. Meanwhile, Kruger, a recovering addict, underwent weekly drug tests, even though her OBGYN wrote a letter saying she was just fine. She also undertook a psychiatric evaluation, administered by a state-approved psychologist, but paid for by the Krugers, of course, which found her to be of sound mind and not inclined to abuse a child. That was a turning point, she told the American Bar Association Center on Children and the Law. So, it's an incredibly disturbing story, and we can talk more about it. 603-283-6160. Do you think Child Protection Services should have pseudo-police at hospitals?
No.
Actively looking for what they think might be child abuse? More Free Talk Live on the way.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. According to AAA, the average price of a gallon of gas is expected to increase between 10 and 20 cents a gallon nationwide by August. A AAA spokesman saying gas demand and more expensive crude oil prices are pushing gas prices higher. The group adding crude oil prices are likely to surpass $76 as soon as the end of Tuesday for the first time since November 2014, which will likely lead to further gas price increases over the weeks ahead. More bodies are being recovered at the site of the South Florida condo collapse. The Miami-Dade mayor saying that the death toll is now at 79 after 15 more victims were found. The mayor adding 61 people are still unaccounted for. The mayor adding more than 13 million pounds of concrete and debris have been removed. USA Radio News. New details are emerging regarding the assassination of the president of Haiti.
A 28-member hit squad, including 26 Colombians and two U.S. citizens, carried out the stunning assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse, officials announced Thursday, adding that 17 have been detained, including the Americans. The Americans were ID'd as 35-year-old James Salagas of Fort Lauderdale and 55-year-old Joseph Vincent from the Miami area. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The CDC is expanding a nationwide recall of chicken products manufactured by Tyson Foods. On Thursday, the CDC adding another 500,000 pounds of product to the initial recall of over 8.4 million pounds. The CDC saying the chicken may be tainted with listeria and advised to not eat, serve, or sell the recalled products that include items like fully frozen chicken strips and fully cooked pizza with chicken. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Free Talk Live. It is the Live Friday edition. The telephone number in the studio, if you'd like to join us, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
We can talk more about this bit from Reason, about this family who had their children abducted from them because of a special pediatrician at hospitals that is tied to Child Protection Services. This means that they're essentially a cop for Child Protection Services. This pediatrician, this CAP, if you will, CAP, stands for Child Abuse Pediatrician, is on the lookout specifically for child abuse at these hospitals. She took it upon herself to tell this family that they were faking their child's illness, accused them of Munchausen syndrome, which is basically faking the illness for attention. And all it took was one report for their children to be abducted, including a 2-year-old, a 3-year-old, and the mother was pregnant at the time. 4 days after she gave birth, they took the newborn as well.
For over a year.
We'll talk more about that. But before we do, I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. It's hard to believe that Bitcoin has only existed for a little over a decade. That decade has seen some very remarkable developments for Bitcoin and cryptocurrency at large. Already, Bitcoin has proven to be an invaluable tool that is changing the world. Chances are you've heard about Bitcoin, and maybe you've decided that it's finally time to learn about it. Bitcoin.com has everything you need for that, including some very short videos that will only take a few minutes of your time to teach you the basics so that you can get involved with this groundbreaking technology. But even if you already know all about Bitcoin, there's still something for you at Bitcoin.com. You can stay up to date on all the news that is relevant to you at news.bitcoin.com. There's something for everyone, from the novice to the expert at Bitcoin.com, and it's all on a sleek, easy-to-use modern website. Please check it out, Bitcoin.com. All right, so recapping again, this family takes their two-year-old who was born with some sort of a breathing issue to a hospital. The whole family goes. This CAP, child abuse pediatrician, a doctor on contract with Child Protection Services, whose job is to be on the lookout for child abuse, accused this family of Munchausen syndrome, basically faking their child's illness to get attention. And then that caused the Department of Child and Family Services to put into place a safety plan, which included removing the two-year-old, the three-year-old, and then also the newborn 4 days after it was born. So, yeah, good time. 4 hours, not 4 days, 4 hours after she gave birth. 4 hours she gave birth, and they took the newborn away. The family spent 467 days apart. We talked about that they got some help from an organization called the Family Justice Resource Center, referred to as FJRC. With their help, they were able to get an attorney and do some things. But after a year of being accused of having Munchausen by proxy, and after a year of being accused of being mentally ill, this is a quote from the mother, by the way, you start to ask yourself, am I as crazy as they think I am? The testing took 3 days, and that was my biggest turning of relief, that I was not going to let these guys make me doubt myself. So she had a little bit of fight in her. During all of this, Kruger and her husband were allowed to visit with their children every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 until 11, with someone sitting with us, says Kruger. We weren't even allowed to take them to the bathroom. The Krugers were also not allowed to call their children. The children screamed and cried just about every time they were put into the car to leave. Then, when COVID-19 hit, they all got to meet on Zoom.
Oh, my God.
Again, with a case watcher watching, according to Kruger.
Sounds like the CAP lady had Munchausen syndrome. She wants this kid to have something, or she wants these people to have some kind of illness that they don't have.
There definitely needs to be a new name for example, what's going on here. And it's you know what this is? It's exploitation, effectively, by people who,
it's a power trip. Somebody was given power, and they go, I'm looking for a place to wield my hammer.
Also, somebody should look into whether or not this woman gets money for each child that gets taken away.
Right. Is there incentive for this CAP person to find child abuse? That's a good question. I don't know the answer. So what did it take, do you suppose, to convince the state that this entire case had no merit? Well, in the end, $60,000 in legal fees and expert testimony, money the Krugers' parents had been saving for retirement. 60 grand.
Wow.
Out of their own pocket to prove that this CAP person was full of it. And if it cost us this much, I can only imagine what it cost the state. Of course, anything the state does is usually 3 to 10 times more expensive than when either you or I try and do stuff like this. On July 8th, 2020, a family court judge read the evidence and vacated all orders. The children were finally allowed to come home. Overwhelmed, Kruger turned right around and started volunteering at the Family Justice Resource Center. Over the past year, she has helped reunite 4 families falsely accused of child abuse. She was honored last month as at an FDIC family reunification event as a reunification hero.
That's an actual hero. Like, unlike this child abuse watchdog person who, you know, obviously isn't even doing their job correctly.
Well, and I know, like, when it comes to, we talk a lot about why statism is bad, right? And this is a prime example, right? Here's somebody that's been given power by a state agency, Child Protection Services, right? Your job is to be on the lookout, be paranoid for child abuse at the hospital, right? And so now they're scrutinizing everything and going, that could be child abuse, right? And instead of having some sort of process and procedure in which to go through and gather evidence and that type of thing, it's just literally this person, this CAP person, filling out a form that takes three children away from this family for a year and a half, thereabouts. Over 460-some days is what it said. That's all it took.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the crazy thing is that there's already a legal obligation that the state has created for different parties like doctors and probably like teachers and child care workers and things of that nature to report child abuse if they suspect child abuse. Mm-hmm. And you think that would be enough, but no, they have to create, you know, entire departments in order to, you know, find, you know, child abuse that doesn't exist, and you end up with this tragic, you know, situation. And this isn't a one-off. This is something that happens every single day across the United States.
It happens so much that in the state of Illinois alone, there's an entire organization dedicated to sussing this out and going, no. We're going to help people who have been falsely accused of this because it's happening far too often for their taste.
Yeah.
The Krugers, however, did not emerge unscarred. They, of course, have mounted cameras throughout their home so that if one of their boys hurts themselves on accident, there would be proof that it wasn't child abuse.
Wow.
So they're paranoid because this happened. They're like, oh, what? The state is capable of all this.
This is so disgusting. It's like, seriously, you know, they should have to prove that something has occurred, not you having to prove that nothing right. Nefarious occurred.
Right.
They should also be giving this family boatloads of money, but instead they just take all their savings.
Yeah. And if, you know, understandably, of course, the boys have terrible anxiety. If the kids aren't warned that the pizza man's coming, hearing the doorbell sends them running to hide.
Oh, my God.
603-283-6160.
A lot of good that woman did.
More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is the live call-in radio talk program that you can take control of. This is Free Talk Live. The telephone number for you to call is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Bonnie.
And Chris.
We've been talking about this article from Reason. The headline is, after a false abuse allegation, child services took this mom's three children away. Well, it's not just a mom, it's a whole family. A mom, a dad, three kids. It's horrific in so many ways that the state can employ a pediatrician to be a paranoid watchdog in a hospital whose specific job is to watch out for potential child abuse as people come into the hospital for help with, well, medical problems. This particular agent, known as a CAP, a child, I don't remember what it stands for.
Abuse pediatrician.
Child abuse pediatrician, thank you. Took it upon herself to accuse this particular mom of Munchausen syndrome, also known as faking the child's illness to get attention. And that resulted in CPS taking away their 2-year-old, their 3-year-old, and the mother was also pregnant at the time. Within 4 days of the birth.
No, 4 hours.
Or 4 hours, thank you. 4 hours of the birth, they took the newborn away. 4 hours after its birth. Because this particular agent of the state, this CAP, filled out a form that said she suspected Munchausen syndrome on these people.
Imagine not being in charge of, like, the way that your baby gets fed and things like that right after birth. Like, people are really serious
holding
about
it,
that.
And, I mean, there's all sorts of things that are connected to, like, the first few days of a baby with a mother and, you know, skin-to-skin contact and all that kind of stuff. You know, supposedly links to, like, a healthy baby.
They probably just, like, formula-fed this baby. Maybe she didn't want to choose to do that, you know, like...
What facilities does the state have to care for a four-hour-old infant?
Probably not very good ones.
Yeah.
They're not good at anything else.
I can't imagine. So at any rate, this family had to spend over $60,000. 60,000. $60,000. They had to hire people to give testimony. They went over 460 days without their children fighting this thing. They had some help from an organization that Family Reunification, Family Justice Reunification Center out of Illinois, because that's where these folks were, the state they were in. And they did end up getting their children back after they convinced the judge to review all the evidence. The judge was like, oh, yeah, this is crap, threw it out, and they got their kids back. But not after they spent a nice year's salary for most workers, you know, maybe 2 years if you're making the $15 an hour like everybody clamors for, right? That's about $60,000. Two people working full-time for a year is about $60,000 at 15 bucks an hour. So... The mom goes on to say, before this happened, we did not believe DCFS was capable of ripping families apart. That's Child Protection Services for short.
Yeah, because you don't like really hear about it unless it affects you.
Right. We thought they helped people. Now, just imagine for a minute, these are the same things that people say when they come to the philosophies of freedom. Right, when they become an anarchist, a libertarian, something like a voluntarist, these are the terms that people use to describe themselves when they figure out that the organization with a monopoly on violence known as the state is a horrible organization. These are the same things they say that this family is now saying about Child Protection Services. They said, we didn't think they were capable of ripping families apart. We thought they helped people.
People who say stuff like that about the cops, like... I always thought that cops were good and they were there to help people until they, you know, attack them.
Yep. Her husband had been abandoned by his parents at age 3. Child Services found him and his brother a loving foster home. The Krugers still believe Child Services has important work to do, but the system clearly needs stronger guardrails. No, it doesn't.
I disagree
with these people wholeheartedly on that statement. I don't believe that Child Services has any important work to do other than discontinuing their, quote, service, unquote.
It was those so-called guardrails that caused this problem in the first place.
Yeah.
Why do people think when they see a broken, when people see a system that ruins people's lives, they think, oh, this system is just broken. I could fix it.
Yeah, they always want reform. We're going to take this thing that clearly doesn't work at all, and we're going to reform. Well, no, you don't reform a horrible idea. You get rid of the horrible idea altogether.
Yep.
But alas, the family is now pushing for legislature to reform the state's child protection laws, as Texas just did. In that state, if parents are accused of abuse based on medical reports, they cannot request a second opinion from a specialist in the relevant field. Ooh. Meanwhile, your kids still get taken away while they get around to getting that second opinion for you.
Whenever they feel like it, you know, yeah. It's the government.
In the case of the Krugers, that means the parents would be able to consult a respiratory doctor. Child Services would have to submit this testimony before getting a court order to take the child.
It is crazy that there wasn't at least that in place.
I mean, this is... In a society where these things are voluntary, right? If there was a doctor that suspected something, right, they would be able to do this themselves. The doctor could go, hey, you know what, I just want to get an opinion of a respiratory specialist. I called one in, so we're going to keep your kid for a while, right, at the hospital, right? The doctor himself could have done that, or whoever the attending physician was when the kid was brought in, right? Easy enough to do, right? Verify that, you know, pull the records, right? The kid's obviously got a medical history. You know, it suffers from some kind of an ailment that it had at birth. So, you know, easy enough to go review the records and find that stuff out and then consult a specialist in the field. Easy enough to do. There's no reason for this other state agent to be in the equation at all, in my opinion. I can't think of a reason. Can't think of a reason for the state to have it's the thing about why cops are different than like firefighters and EMTs, right? You don't see EMTs cruising around a neighborhood in an ambulance, you know, hiding behind, you know, a building or something.
Looking for arsonists.
Looking for somebody to get hurt, right? Mm-hmm. They're not, like, setting traps for people to get hurt so that they can go fix them and help them and take them to the hospital, right? Fire department doesn't do that. They don't sit around in their fire trucks driving through neighborhoods just looking for people who might cause a fire, right?
You know, the problem is we have too many people employed by the state, and they're effectively, they have to make work for themselves. And because they know if they don't make work for themselves, they're not going to be around any longer. So, and then you end up with situations like this.
Yeah, they have to justify their employment in some way, shape, or form. Otherwise, if they're not needed, they're not going to have a job, right? Mm-hmm. So then they look to manufacture situations that help justify their position. You're absolutely correct. There's too much of that. For sure. Look to any government agency that is freshly created, and a lot of them will be like, oh, we're just going to create this agency temporarily. And then,
yeah, right?
It's never temporary. It just continues to get funded.
It's like how they're going to start deploying Capitol Police into the states. We already have police.
Yeah, the FBI's already got field agencies across the United States.
Yeah, I heard about that in Delaware, where, like, they already have police.
Yeah.
Like, do they not have enough? No, we're going to deploy, we're going to create this extra special force.
You know the crazy thing is, there's, you know, people think, oh, the FBI is, you know, they deal with, and they do, I guess, to some degree, with, you know, internal to the United States, but they actually have FBI agencies and offices around the world. Mm-hmm. So, it's not. I mean, the United States literally has a worldwide police force. I mean, talk about excessive.
Team America, World Police. The movie is far more true than most people realize. I don't know if you guys have seen that movie.
No.
It's the guys who created South Park, spelled Team America. And literally, they're on the side of their vehicle, it says, Team America, World Police. And it's, you know, they're making light of the situation, but it is based in fact. It really is. The United States of America, the government, largely views itself as the police of the world. And if you don't like it, well, you only have two choices. Pay taxes or get thrown in a cage.
Earlier this week, Joe Biden was saying, imagine how America would look if we were fiddling with other countries' elections.
We are.
603-283-6160. Hour number two of Free Talk Live is next.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.